ఓం శాంతి. టుడేస్ టాపిక్ యునో ఇస్ ప్యూరిటీ. డు యూ లవ్ దిస్ టాపిక్? ఎస్. ఓకే. సమ్ బ్రదర్స్ హు ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్, జస్ట్ ప్లీజ్ కమ్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్రంట్. ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ ఎన్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ యూ మస్ట్ కమ్. And some sisters, please, you can come this side. So if we love purity, purity becomes an enjoyment for us. And why do we love purity? Because it's our original nature. In one of Vyakt Murli, Baba Vaji is speaking very deep secret about purity. He was saying that when you are in soul world, your glow, your aura is brighter, is very big than other souls. And you are very close to Baba. Your seat is very near to Baba. So first of all, one important thing for us, for all Brahmins, we must know clearly the significance of purity. What it does, not only that we have to become perfectly pure, we have to make effort for that, but our pure vibrations, this pure energy will bring wonderful change everywhere in this world, in this nature, in environments around us. There are pure vibrations, impure vibrations everywhere. We can say a storm of impure energies around us. There is a fight inside our mind against this Maya. We have to become very powerful what to do. I will discuss this topic on very practical level. What we have to do in practical so that our purity becomes a great blessing for this world. Blessing for the world. It's also godly gift to us. Baba has given us this blessing, be pure. It's the beauty of this world. If pure souls had not been in this world, what would happen? This world would become desert. Human beings will become devils. So purity is most important, first thing which Baba did with us, for us, is he reminds us that you had been absolutely pure when you were deities. So we have to remember our deity pure form. I am this, I was this. In today's Murli, there were many good things about purity. This is the greatness of Bharat, because our culture depends upon purity. Even now, we can see many pure souls in villages, pure girls in villages, And 50 years before, only 50 years before, many Kumar and Kumaris had been pure in India. In last 30 years only, everything had changed. Our culture, if you study India's history, you will find that in the base of everything, there was purity. Only after half of Kali Yuga world, vices started in there, just this extreme stage. Otherwise, many in India used to be pure. Not only sannyasis, many householders too, up to the age of 25 years, everyone had to observe celibacy. It was common principle in our society. And many after 50 years again used to follow celibacy. So, purity is a great thing. Celibacy is the first step of purity. Then comes purity, and then comes vicelessness. One thing is coming up in my mind. Our purity becomes power. Think, take the example, if there are 100 Brahmins, all are celibate, all are pure. Think for 50, they are celibate, but they are not free from waste thoughts, so their purity will not give light to the world, will not give energy to the nature. And then think for next 25 souls, they don't have waste thoughts in their mind, but they have ordinary thoughts, just common thoughts in the mind. Whole day they are thinking about this, here and there. Their purity will also not become might. Now, last 25 souls. Many out of those 25 are making very good effort in order to become free from waste thoughts. Their purity will give light to the world. Their purity will give energy to everyone. And maybe 10 souls out of the 25, they are beyond waste thought and ordinary thoughts. They are in good self-respect. They are in the intoxication of their own purity, in their own Brahmin life. Their purity is a great thing, blessing for the world, beauty of this world. It brings a wonderful change into this nature. Once, Baba spoke one thing, when your purity is natural, then only natural calamities will start. Churn on this. What is the relationship between our natural purity and natural calamities? I used to churn this point right from the beginning. I had heard this point maybe 35 years back. So one thing I give you, one point I give you, then you start your churning about this. Not now. This nature, all elements of nature, are very sensitive to our vibrations. Very quickly, they receive our vibrations, they absorb our vibrations, impure or pure. So, till now, they received impure vibrations. So, we can say entire nature has become full of impure energy. And now, we many Brahmins are sending pure vibrations to the nature. Many pure souls are here among Brahmins, very pure souls. So their pure vibrations are going to the nature. Nature is absorbing them. So from this side, pure energy is entering the nature. So that impure energy will go out. Nature will throw out to this impure energy and it will be called natural calamities. Natural calamities are the procedure to purify nature. So our pure vibrations will play such important role. It will purify nature, and when nature becomes pure, it provides everything to us, everything. So this world becomes full of all treasures, heaven. So nature will play very important role to make this world heaven. So come again to the topic, to the point. We had been deities for half a kalpa. So the pure sanskaras, very strongly, are there inside us. Accept it. Pure sanskaras, very strong pure sanskaras are there in my mind, in my subconscious mind, in my unconscious mind. I have to activate them. And what is the method? Remember your deity form. I was this for years and years. Pure sanskaras, divinity, purity had been there inside me. Natural purity was there. So just now. And we will practice it, but I would add one thing. Practice five forms. You all know about five forms? You know? Do you practice? How many of you practice? Then those who practice sometime? So half and half. I can say on the basis of experience, not my experience, but experience of many souls. If you practice five forms in the morning, your sleep, laziness, carelessness, instability of mind will end. You will enjoy yoga very much. Make it the basis of yoga. It's a great thing. Five form. So first form is nirakar. In nirakar form, I am absolutely pure. Second form, deity form. Third, do you enjoy your worship worthy form? Or not? Do you enjoy? Can you visualize? Visualize that worship worthy form. Because in India, it's very easy for all. They know many devis, goddesses with eight arms, or Ganesh. So, for them, it becomes very easy. And those who are from originally Indian, they can also enjoy it. But those who had been Christians, they enjoy only angelic form. Angel they love very much. So angel, Brahmin, worship for the deity and soul. These five forms, you have to visualize them and think about everyone. You have to churn. We have to create some good thoughts in our mind. Then their sanskaras will come within us. This will be a great benefit. If you remember deity form, then the sanskar of deity form will start coming within you. And it will become easy to transform the sanskaras. Otherwise, for many, it has become very difficult to change sanskaras. So would you like to practice it for 5 minutes? Okay. Red light hai bhai? Dekhna Sanjay? Visualization and thinking, churning. So see yourself first here. I am a soul. Son of purity. Pure vibrations in golden rays are coming out from me. See your pure energy. I am supremely pure soul. For some seconds, feel that my body got disappeared. No more body. I am soul alone. Incorporeal soul. Now I am in my deity form. Visualize your deity form. Go into heaven, a golden world, beautiful nature, fragrance in the wind. I am in my deity form with double crown on the head. Absolutely pure, divine. In worship worthy form, God or Goddess, feel that I am in a temple and thousands of devotees are seeing me in my this divine form. Now I am Brahmin, most fortunate soul in the world. Under the canopy of God Almighty, a great soul, a great person, my life is pure. I love purity. Purity is my real treasure. It's my beauty. It's my personality. Now I am an angel. Angel of purity. Double light. My body is the body of light. Light and might are spreading out from me. I am free from all bondages. I am free to go anywhere. I am Baba's messenger, most powerful angel. I have incarnated on this earth to establish purity over here. I am fully pure. Om Shanti. Purity. I would like to say something very openly. Would you like? Would you like? Would you appreciate? Some Brahmins leave Baba after 10 years, after 20 years. Some of them come in my contact, they talk to me that they are unable to control their vices, to conquer their vices, their passion, their addictions. So they say like this, oh, I don't believe in Baba now, I have some doubt in Baba, but they have doubt in the purity. The reality is that it can't follow purity, therefore they like to go somewhere in the world. I can say you one thing. If we want to enjoy our purity, if we want to make our purity very strong, then nothing can shake us. I am very strong. Purity is my life. Life. It is very natural. So, 4 hours yoga every day is the requirement in order to maintain good purity in life. Because Maya is also very powerful. Everywhere there is the kingdom of Maya. So Maya, Maya and Maya. You may be alone in your city, or 5, 10 pure souls in your city, all others, thousands and millions are impure. Their vibrations may influence you. It's not uncommon. It's very common. It's also very natural. But you have to become very strong by doing 4 hours yoga a day. When you are here in Gyanesavar in Madhuban, you must plan how to practice 4 hours yoga every day here. By this yoga, you will also enjoy Baba's meeting. You know, Baba is not giving big murli nowadays, but very good feeling many Brahmins are having in every turn. Very good experience. Some says that Baba was the ocean of love. His vibrations of love were coming to us. They speak like this. He was like this, he was like this. So you will enjoy his good vibrations, some blessing from him. Make your yoga chart 4 hours, not sitting yoga. You can sit 2 hours, one in the morning, one evening. That's enough. 2 hours karma yoga. What karma yoga is? When you are in your room, when you eat food, when you walk, when you listen classes, you can practice self-respect. Practice of self-respect is also count in yoga. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. I am a victorious jewel. I am conqueror of Maya. I am Raj Rishi. I am the destroyer of obstacles. You just think on one thing now. You all must become master at least in 5 thoughts of self-respect. Not many. Choose your 5 good thoughts, just as I am an angel of purity, I am world benefactor, I am ancestral soul, I am a great soul, I am Master Almighty, I am victorious jewel. These are very good points. Or, I am the master of this nature. These are 7 now. You have to feel them, you have to practice them. Just, I'm angel of purity, I'm the master of nature. These 2 thoughts of self-respect will help you a lot to enjoy purity in your life. Victorious jewel and master of this nature. Because, you know, this body is made of nature. And when soul is impure, when nature is impure, our bodies are also very impure. Impure feelings from the body influence our mind many times. So it's very important that we have to cool down our sense organs. Most important. Therefore, Baba is speaking again and again. Eat the food in Baba's remembrance. If you don't eat the food in remembrance, what Maya will do? Maya cat will eat up your food and will become powerful and then will fight with you. It's like joke of God, but it's very important because food directly goes in the body. It affects whole sense organs. So if we accept pure food, then purity becomes easy. We come later to this point, but first, very good point, and you, I hope you will practice it every morning. Whenever you wake up, some of you, I hope, know about subconscious mind? You know? Subconscious mind. It's a little part of our mind. When our conscious mind is silent, then our subconscious mind is active. You have to remember this. And in the morning when we open our eyes, our conscious mind is always silent. So subconscious mind is active. And when subconscious mind is active, at that time, the thoughts you create in your mind, they directly go to subconscious mind. Subconscious mind accept them as your command, as your order to it, and it will act accordingly. You must know, you must remember this philosophy. So every morning, 10 minutes are very good period for us. Because in those 10 minutes, our subconscious mind is active. So what you have to do? Concerning purity, create 4 or 5 thoughts. Now, together with me, you have to create those thoughts. I am Master Almighty. I am a victorious jewel with good feeling that I am this. It's not imagination. It's the truth that I am Master Almighty. I am victorious jewel. I am the conqueror of Maya. Now, I am free from sex lust. I am free from anger. I am free from ego. Then again, repeat these thoughts 5 times. I am Master Almighty. I am victorious jewel. I am absolutely pure soul. Purity is my nature. I enjoy my purity. Purity is very natural for me. I am free from entire Maya. So subconscious mind will accept these thoughts and will act accordingly. And purity will become easy to you. Did you follow? Clear? We all have heard many times in Baba's Murlis that in every kalp, you had won this Maya. You conquered this Maya. So you are victorious, you will remember it. Just think deeply. If 2 armies are fighting in the battlefield and 1 commander knows that victory will come to us, what will happen? Their courage, their might, everything will become 10 times more. Only because of this faith that we will win this war. So Baba has declared already that you will win this war against Maya. Victory will come to you. Every kalp, you had conquered this Maya. You are victorious, jewel. Believe it. If you have such thoughts in your mind, oh, Maya is very powerful. I cannot win it. It's very difficult for me. My past sanskaras affect me very much. So, you will become weak. Become powerful. I am victorious. Definitely victory will come to me. In last kalp too, I had won this Maya. So, the might of conquering Maya will become active. This is the secrecy behind this. So, in the morning, we have to create such thought. And now again, because our mind is silent now. Do you think so? Everyone's mind is silent now. Our subconscious mind is fully active. So we will create these thoughts. Red light, Sanjay? For 3 minutes, with good feeling and with good acceptance. Create a vision in front of you that Bap Dada came down. He is standing in front of me and giving me drishti. He reminds me, oh child, I have given you all of my powers. Now you are Master Almighty. You are more powerful than this Maya. You are more powerful than all problems you have to face in your life. You are victorious jewels. Kalpa ago, in every kalpa, you had won this Maya. In this kalpa too, your victory is sure, certain. Be sure, make sure that victory will come to your feet. Now create the thought, I am Master Almighty. I am victorious jewel. I am supremely pure soul. Purity is my enjoyment. Purity is my nature. I am free from Maya. I am free from lust. Free from anger, free from ego. Om Shanti. Make a plan of 21 days, that every morning, as soon as you open your eyes, you will practice these thoughts for 10 minutes. Good yoga, good thoughts. Understand the significance of these 10 minutes. Mainly, our first thought, very first thought, influences our life very much. So, make it your first thought. You can make other thoughts too, your first thought, that just as, I am most fortunate person in this world. I am very happy person in this world. Oh Baba, you have given me everything. Thanks you again and again. You have given me divine intellect. You have given me pure mind. You have given me pure life. You have taught me art of living. Many, many thanks to you. Create such thoughts in the morning. I can use the word that every morning, just as you drink tea to refresh yourself, likewise, charge yourself every morning with such elevated thoughts. So I was saying one thing, that 4 hours yoga is important factor to maintain easy and natural purity, self-respect, practice of bodilessness, practice to see others as soul. This is also a part of yoga. To see this world being detached observer, that this world drama is about to over now, and how to go back home. This thought is also manmanabhav, yoga. And then, go in subtle world, get blessing from Baba, go in soul world, receive energy from Him. These all are the parts of yoga. Specifically, you have to enjoy Murli every day very much in class. And how? Just one simple method I am suggesting you. Now you listen Murli in Yan Sarovar. Pure vibrations, very energetic vibrations are here in Yan Sarovar. Do you feel so? Very energetic. So, when you listen Murli, when you, before Murli, when you listen Baba's songs, and we all sit in yoga, one practice. I am the soul, I am self-sovereign, Swaraj Adhikari, I am the master, master of my mind and intellect. Give this feeling to yourself, I am a king, powerful king. I am Master Almighty and Master of Mind and Intellect. Feel it that I am the Master. Do you know this? I am the Master? You know. But we have to believe it. That mind cannot influence me. I will influence my mind. So give order to your mind and intellect. Listen now carefully. Oh my mind, now I have to listen to God. Be silent now. Give order to your mind. Be silent. Be stable now. And now talk to your intellect. Oh my intellect, whatever I listen now in Murli, you have to inculcate it immediately. Give this order to your intellect. Because intellect is the power of wisdom. It's the power of inculcation. Whatever you inculcate, it goes into intellect. So give this thought to your intellect. And you will experience that your mind and intellect are ready to follow you. You can control this way to them. Then, Baba's vibrations are coming down to me. Feel it. At least 10 times during Murli. Keep listening Murli. And in between, Baba's vibrations are coming down to me. A fountain of purity, a fountain of might is coming down to me. Enjoy this fountain for 10 seconds, but 10 times. During Murli, Murli will become a blessing to you. You will enjoy it very much. Why? 4 hours yoga meditation is essential for purity because it was in Indian philosophy and in Ayurvedic medical science. It is ancient medical therapy of India. Ayurveda, that your energy, it will rise up if you practice 4-hour yoga. It will go upward and will cross from each chakras and will reach here, then here, and will divinize your brain, will divinize your intellect, and that gross energy will change into subtle energy, or you can say physical energy will change into spiritual energy, and that physical energy will not create any impure feeling within your body. This is a simple philosophy. Those who don't do good meditation, their gross energy suppress their nerve system and it creates bad feeling in sense organs. You must understand this secret. Therefore, 4-hour meditation is very important. Next thing, one very good point I share with you, if you remember it, it was in Sakar Murli. Once Sri Baba mentioned this way, when first of all I entered the body of Brahma, what I did? When for the first time I entered the body of this Dada, what I did? I spread pure vibrations in his whole body and made his sense organs cool. It was Shiv Baba's blessing to Brahma that in the first moment he made him very pure, because he had to enter his body, and body was impure, and absolutely pure God cannot sit in impure body for 1-2 hours. He required pure body. Therefore, first of all he came here, he spread pure vibrations in whole body and purified all sense organs. So we too had to practice this. I am supremely pure soul. A very good thought is that I am the sun of purity. S-U-N, sun. Sun in the sky. I am the sun of purity here. Pure energy in white color or in golden color is going to my brain. First feel it, visualize it. Then going to my whole body and making it pure. Cool down all sense organs. This practice once a day is enough. This way we can give pure vibrations to our body. So now, for 5 minutes, let us do this practice. This is also the practice of soul consciousness. So visualize yourself in forehead. I am supremely pure soul. Son of purity. And golden vibrations from me are going to my brain. Brain is becoming full of these pure vibrations. Golden rays are going to my brain, purifying my brain. It opens the blockage of my brain. Thank you. Visualize yourself again, supremely pure soul, pure vibrations from me are spreading in my whole body. Going in each part of the body. Om Shanti. Another important thing, forget the past. It's easy or difficult? You speak true. It's easy or difficult? It has become, no doubt, very difficult nowadays. But we have to make it easy. God's children can make it easy. One another secret before coming to this point, I keep in front of you. This is the biggest secret of this creation of God. And only we all Brahmins can understand it. Baba, in his Murlis, had mentioned many years before that a day will come when five vices and five elements attack you with full force. Now, we have entered already to that period. I can say, I realized it when 2014, this year, started. So many cases came to me, and on the basis of those cases, I came to know what I did understand. You should listen it and be careful and prepare yourself and protect yourself. Whatever we had done in last 2500 years, Copper Age and Iron Age, that was in merged form into the soul, into our unconscious mind, and I can say. Now time has arrived that those all things have started to emerge. They are coming up. So, for example, one thing, suppose someone's life was very impure before he became or she became Brahmin. Life was very impure, very lustful life. And now, the vibrations of impurity around us are very powerful. So those impure vibrations will stimulate inner impurity. And it will cause many, many uncontrolled waste thought. This is why that many Brahmins or non-Brahmins are experiencing that they can't control waste thoughts now. It has become a big problem and it will become biggest problem in next 3-5 years. And it will create then, it will bring depression, frustration, negativity, sleeplessness, and many psychiatric diseases. And there is no medicine of psychiatric disease. One young man came yesterday to me. He had done some mistake with his eyes. He pressed his eyes forcefully. Such crazy thing he did. So he lost his sight. And now, again and again, he has one thought only, that now I became blind forever. My light will never come back. I became blind. I am blind now. So that young man is unable to change his thoughts. Doctors are giving him medicine. I mentioned him, there is no medicine in the world who can make you positive from negative. You yourself have to become positive. It's right. Medicines will not make a person positive. So it has become a big problem. We should be very careful about our thoughts. And just, I suggest to you one very good and important method. Keep creating the thoughts of self-respect in your mind and you will remain free from waste thoughts. Otherwise, waste thought will become the biggest problem for many. So we have to forget the past. How? Baba's words. Good memories will make you forget the bad memories of the past. So the practice of 5-4, important thing. And start thinking this way. We all have to learn the art of creating good thoughts in our mind. This is the most beautiful art for our life. So how to think? That was my past life. Not only past life, but that was my previous life. I died from that birth. It's my new life. I am Brahmin now. Oh, whatever I did, it might be the worst, but now this is my new life. God has accepted me. He made me Brahmins. So I have to enjoy this Brahmin life. Now my life is pure. I have to give pure vibrations to the world. Baba has chosen me for his divine task. He made me Brahmins. And he gave me this great task. That, O Brahmin, give pure vibrations to the world. It's your divine job, it's your work. When I was making effort for my purity many years before, so for one year specifically, I had done this practice every day. That my life is meant to give pure vibrations to everyone. Those who are coming in Madhuban, I was there in Pandav Bhavan. Those who come in Madhuban, they come for this purpose, that they have to become very pure and have to cooperate with them. So, method is, see them as soul in the forehead, and for self, I am the angel of purity, or I am supremely pure soul. So your pure vibrations will touch to them. They will experience pure feelings, and thus we will become very cooperative in Baba's divine task. So turn this way. Past is past. Put Bindu. Now is my new life. New life. I have to enjoy this new life. Journey is important. Second thing, some souls thinks again and again very seriously, oh, what I did. Oh, I did this way. I became mad. I was a devil. What I did? What God will say? He will punish me. No. Make everything easy. I did, past, finished. So this way, if you make a thing easy and light, it is forgotten automatically. If you make a thing very serious, very critical, it comes again and again in your mind. So forget the past this way. I am remembering one thing. In one, two, three Avyakt Murlis, Baba mentioned, you have to put three dots, soul, Baba, and drama. So it's also truth that if you practice bodilessness, you will forget the past. It's automatic. Our incorporeal state makes us forget everything. It's automatically. Everything will finish. Everything will delete from our subconscious mind. So the practice of self-respect, practice of bodilessness, and this way churning, these three methods will make you forget your past. Keep one thing thought in your mind, that if my past was very bitter, if my past was poisonous, if it was very dirty, so I cannot spoil my future. I will enjoy the present and I will make my future bright, very great. Create such thoughts in your mind again and again that my future is in my hand now. Effect of past should not spoil my future, must not spoil my present. Churning. This is the power of thought. We had been listening in today's Murli something about power of thought. It can do wonder. This energy is the biggest energy in the world. So this way, churning will make you free from the effect of the past. Make your aim. Next point, make some aim in your mind strongly. And one thing, it's also a secret, write your aim in the morning in your diary and make your aim of every 3 months. Not final aim of life, that we know we have to become angel, we have to become Bap Saman, but it doesn't work. We all know it doesn't work. When we listen in Murli, we think, oh, I have to become Bap Saman. And next moment, we are as we are. So, make your aim of each 3 months. Note it down. With full feelings, I am giving you an example. Suppose, you made a plan, you made an aim in your mind, that in next 3 months, I will remain ever happy. I will enjoy my life. I will enjoy each moment of my life. I am ever happy soul. I will not allow anything to make this happiness lose. I will never become unhappy. Write it down. So what will happen? When you wrote it down with good feeling, with deep inner feelings, entire energy of brain will engage with you and it will help you to reach to that target. This is secrecy. If you thought, if you made an aim that in next 3 months I will make my yoga chart 3 hours every day, so your entire energy of brain will cooperate with you and will help you to make your chart for 3 hours. This is, our brain is a wonderful creation. No one can understand what happens in this brain. Brain's energy are unlimited energy. Unlimited knowledge, unlimited energy is here into our brain. We don't know how to use it. This is the method to use it. Making aim, creating powerful thoughts in morning 10 minutes. So, this way, we give direction to our brain. Use your energy this way. Use your energy this way. And our brain is a wonderful thing. It will help us all the time. Because we are creating negative thoughts. So we are directing our brain to use in negative directions. This is our mistake. Our fault. We are creating problem for our own self. One thing, pure energy is the biggest healing energy. We all must know. In our Indian mythology, Indian philosophy, it is written. I was reading it right from the beginning of this life. A person who maintains celibacy in life will enjoy 100 years life, healthy life, healthy life. So celibacy, or this pure energy, is the biggest healing energy. Now you know, doctors are complaining that many medicines are not working nowadays. And they say that our vital force has become very weak. Resistance power in this body has become very weak. They don't know why. We know. Because of impurity. So if we are pure, it means we give very good energy to our body and we can enjoy healthy life. You can use this pure energy to maintain healthy life too. Next thing, very good and very practical, we all, it's like physical, but very important. When you cook your food, one thing, remember at least 100 times, I am supremely pure soul. At least 100 times, we continually. I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul. So what will happen? From your eyes, from your hands, pure vibrations will enter the food, the vegetables, in everything. And it will influence your purity very much. Baba mentioned sometime that 50% purity can come by pure food only. You can purify soul at least 50%, up to 50% by eating pure food. Second thing, when you drink water, juice or milk, give drashti to it. Remember 7 times, I am supremely pure soul. Pure vibrations from your eyes will go to water, juice. Drink it. And you know, in our body, there is 72% of water in our body. This water is also impure and it is causing many negative things in our body. It is causing many diseases. I have made at least 1,000 experiments on sick persons. They are well only by drinking pure water. And with the practice that I am Master Almighty. One good message yesterday only I got. There was a person in North India. He was severely sick from last 6 years. And suffering a lot, very sorrowful. He listened to our program on Peace of Mind channel. And he just practiced, I am Master Almighty. He is not BK. But he understood that being the child of Almighty, I am Master Almighty. He did this practice continually. I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty. And he started drinking charged water this way. And within 15 days only, he got well without any medicine. And he is so happy, he gave a new house for Baba Center. See, wonderful service. Just yesterday's news. So, charge your water and drink it, milk, water, juice. It will affect your whole water in the body, purify all cells and genes in the body, and purity will become very natural. So, these are few things which I did in my life, and I suggest it to you. These are very good practices for us. But one thing I would like to add, sometime, if you practice that I am supremely pure soul, Baba has mentioned it, I noticed this point from the Murali 1982. A very good line was there. Baba mentioned, you think, you consider that you have to become perfectly pure. No. Consider, I am supremely pure soul. Very good point it was. It gave me big help in my life in the year of 1982. But in many others' cases, I found one thing, as soon as they practice I am supremely pure soul, impurity was activated. So you should be careful. Because we are giving pure energy, so impure energy can come out. And it can disturb you, but don't disturb yourself. This is a natural procedure. Impurity will come out. Accept it and practice more, 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 and then you will become victorious. So, charge your water, charge your food, cook your food with the practice that I am supremely pure soul, and when you eat, when you eat the food, three practice on each meal you have to do. First, give drashti to the food and remember, I am supremely pure soul, 5 times. Then, surrender this pure food to Baba. Surrender it to him, offer. But I use the word surrender, that it's from your yag. Please accept it. Then thirdly, invoke Bap Dada. Baba, come down, sit with me. You are my good friend. We both will enjoy this food. Eat. Start like this. It will take 1 minute only. And then you can remember Baba. So this is the method how we can strengthen our purity, but if any negativity enter your mind, Don't get frustrated. Very important. I want to also speak openly. Sometime in sleep, in dreams, we have bad feelings, and then many get fed up. Oh, what it is going? It is impurity. What should I do? No. Change your thoughts again. It was the effect of negative energy. Now I am very pure. I love my purity very much. Change your thoughts immediately. Otherwise, what happens with many? If once they go disturbed in sleep for a week, they are unhappy, mood is off, something they have lost. People will say, oh, God is teaching you. What about you nowadays? No. We have to learn, if something wrong happens in our life, we have to finish it as soon as is possible. Don't allow it to continue for day, 1 week, 15 days, oh, negativity in the mind. No. Immediately try your best to become pure. Suppose in your business, you lost $1 million. So in spite of becoming negative or unhappy or puzzled, you must make plan that next month I will make $2 million. So it is a positive approach. So always be positive and enjoy your pure life. We all are most fortunate souls in the world. Baba has blessed us with purity. Now last practice we will do, and with this practice we will end this class. Every morning, normally, any time, you can do another practice. Go in subtle world. See Bap Dada, receive drashti, and feel that Baba put his hand on my head. Tilak on my head. And gave blessing. Oh, great child, be pure. Be happy, be obstacle free, be Master Almighty. You are a great soul. Every morning, get this way blessing from Baba. And start your day with good feelings always. Your every morning must become full of nectar. Amrit Vela, full of nectar, full of blessings, full of elevated thoughts. Charge yourself. So whole day will become full of happiness and enjoyment. This way whole life will become good. Sometime if you wake up little late, everyone's many times had to face this problem. Not 4 o'clock, oh 4:30. And as soon as, oh, 4:30, I am late. Negative. Happiness goes. No. If you wake up at 6 o'clock, don't take it otherwise. In some cases, in emergency, suppose you woke up at 6 o'clock. Don't make yourself unhappy. Oh, now is the time. 1 hour for me. I will enjoy this 1 hour. Create very good thoughts in your mind. We have to wake up at 4 o'clock. I am not saying that you must wake up at 6. But sometime, if you miss, then otherwise whole day your face will reflect unhappy feelings. Something we lost, missed. No. Create again good feelings in your mind and enjoy all other hours. Still we have 16 hours to enjoy. So if we miss 2 hours, we should not miss 16 hours. Keep attention now. We will get blessing from Baba. Red light karo Sanjay. Feel in a second, I am in subtle world. This is the world of angels. white light everywhere. Vibrations are full of enjoyment, ecstatic feeling. Visualize in front of you, Bap Dada is standing there. In his forehead, supreme light, Gyan Surya is there. His rays are coming to me. Baba is giving me drashti. He put his hand on my head and feel his good vibrations. Now he put a tilak on my forehead and gave me blessing. Oh great child, you are a great soul, be ever happy. Be perfectly pure. Be a great yogi. Become free from obstacles. Be victorious, Jewel. Baba is giving drashti. Om Shanti. And thank you very much. Enjoy your pure life.